Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
And we'll begin with the Irish Examiner, which says that almost half of the population have used sunbeds despite knowing the risks to their skin, and many who sunbathe believe it's worth getting slightly sunburnt to get a tan. Tanned skin is still seen as a sign of beauty, not sun damage. This is according to a new report. The horrifying findings have prompted Cork-based doctors and researchers to say more skin cancer education is urgently needed. So we've a study out of more than 1,000 people which found that tanned skin is still seen as a sign of beauty and not dangerous sun damage. And out of the 1,000 people who took part in the study, 10.6% had used a sunbed in the last year, with an average of 8 sessions each, and 41.5% have used sunbeds in the past, according to this research by Professor Michelle Murphy at South Infirmary Victoria University Hospital and University College Cork. Other worrying findings include 69.4% said they feel and look better with a tan. They also say they like to sunbathe to boost their vitamin D supply or while socialising. And some people said they need a tan for their job or their hobby. So apparently we need an education in Ireland because we view that. And you have this, you know, when you come back from holidays, people say you've a glowing colour. You know, you look glowing, you're radiating there. Well, it's actually a sign of skin damage, but we still see it as a sign of beauty. I am surprised that 40% are using sunbeds, because fake tan is such good quality now. I didn't realise people felt they still needed to use the sunbeds, but apparently people book them in for 8 sessions. And of course, we also hear of other people who book in a sunbed before they go abroad because they want a tan before they even go on holidays. Separately, though, I mean, people saying that they feel and look better with a tan, that is maybe in our brains, but a lot of people will say it to you that you do look healthy and glowing. Anyway, the Irish Times on the front page, Aer Lingus aircraft and crews are being leased now. Aer Lingus is leasing aircraft and crews to aid it in combating industrial action by pilots, it has emerged. Aer Lingus confirmed it has hired aircraft and crew from other operators. This is a practice I've never heard of before. It's called wet leasing, to fly some services while pilots continue industrial action. Separately, of course, we had these talks at the Labour Court last night to try and resolve the long-running pay row, and the news overnight is that the Labour Court is going to formally intervene and there will be a hearing tomorrow. So we'll see what comes from that. Although listening to the mood music there from the pilots, they say that not much has changed. But anyway, the Labour Court clearly feels that there are grounds to intervene and hold a hearing. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, Aer Lingus has to hire aircraft and crews. Irish Independent, Taoiseach is warned we may be building too many houses. This is this ESRI report which is out today, and we're being blinded by statistics with this report, because if you read the report and you read the papers, we either need 53,000 houses a year, 44,000 houses a year, or 35,000 houses a year. You can see how they struggle to get a handle on the housing crisis in government, because we don't know how many houses we need. The Irish Independent takes the line that housing demand may be significantly below the 50,000 homes a year that Taoiseach Simon Harris promised. A new report from the ESRI says demand for new homes could be as low as 35,000 a year if the recent surge in immigration abates. Then we hear we need 53,000 by 2040 because of population increase. And then some of the other papers are saying we need 44,000. As I say, very confusing. But the ESRI will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning to try and explain it. Not an easy one to get a handle on when you read the papers this morning. Irish Daily Mirror, thank God. The Irish Daily Star, Natasha's joy as Crotty sentence appealed. And the Irish Daily Mail, Natasha, the right thing is being done with Crotty case appeal. Victim speaks of relief. This is Natasha O'Brien after soldier Cathal Crotty had walked free. That caused outrage, and now the DPP has ordered an appeal of the suspended sentence her attacker received. The Irish Sun says that former terror boss Desi Border Fox O'Hare is holed up in a homeless shelter after walking free from prison last week. The 69-year-old has been spending his days strolling alone around the streets of Cork, and a source told the Sun it looks like he hasn't got much to his name. Inside the papers, the Irish Independent, fascinating interview with an Irish-born taxi driver whose car was damaged in a racist attack, and he says he regularly gets told to go back to his own country despite being born here. Ednan Hamid says he's now afraid for his safety after a gang broke the mirror and window of his taxi when he dropped off two people in Dublin in recent weeks. And Ednan lives in Navan. He once ran a sweet shop in the town, and he believes that racist comments are becoming more prevalent. He says, I'm Irish. I've never really felt any racism before now, especially in Meath, but he's gobsmacked by the amount of racism he's experienced since he started working as a taxi driver again. Years ago, you'd get the odd comment, but now it's more often and nastier, which is shocking. In 2024, the racism problem seems to be getting worse. Sharon Corr is giving out about Ryanair in the Mail. She's claimed she was refused boarding on a flight home to Dublin because she was travelling with her violin. One of the country and the world's best known violinists, of course, Sharon Corr. And she shared a post on Instagram on Sunday saying she was left crying during the incident. Sharon lives in Madrid, which I didn't know. And she wrote that she was booked on a Ryanair flight to Dublin, coming home to rehearse for upcoming tour dates with her sisters and brother, also known as the Corrs. And she says that she wasn't allowed on the flight because she had her violin, and I had to return home after searching for my checked-in bags. Ryanair says on its website that passengers may carry any music instrument on board as long as it fits within the cabin bag allowance. Ryanair says this passenger, that's Sharon Corr, wasn't refused travel, but her violin exceeded the cabin bag dimensions permitted for her flight. So you'd have to pay a standard gate baggage fee to place it in the hold of the aircraft. So it's one of these things, you know, golfers go through this as well, and some musicians, where it can be difficult to fly these items home. What else do we have in the papers? Interesting one on the front of the Telegraph. Obviously, the election is on this Thursday. Keir Starmer is on the front of the Telegraph, who has been accused of planning to be a part-time prime minister. He has said he's going to finish work at 6 p.m. on Fridays. He says he does not do a work-related thing after 6 p.m., pretty well come what may, saying he wanted to protect time spent with his family. He's dead right. But I'm not sure the week of the election is the time to say that you want to clock off at 6 o'clock on a Friday. He said some people think if you fill your diary 24/7 and don't do anything else, that makes you a much better decision maker. I don't agree. So that's what Keir Starmer is saying. Barack Obama always made time to have dinner with his family every evening, and he was leader of the free world. Finally, from the Sun, we love our crisps, and now Walkers is taking the pea with its latest recipe makeover. They're making Watson with chickpeas, and they're also making Monster Munch with chickpeas. Both products are usually made out of corn rather than potatoes, like most crisps even, but now they're changing that and they're making them with chickpeas. Walkers is introducing three new flavours: Watsits Cheese Toasty, Watsits Crispy Bacon, don't care about those, the Monster Munch I love, and now the Monster Munch Barbecue Sauce is going to be made with chickpeas. Of course, will be a vegan favourite as well, and will have fewer calories per pack, and also will have less salt. Read more about that in the Sun.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.